Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Have you ever had heartburn? Anybody my age, I assume the answer would be yes, me or older. If you're younger, you might not have had it yet in your life, and you may not know exactly what it is. It's a rather uncomfortable feeling in one's chest, often brought on by eating spicy foods or perhaps acidic foods, sometimes just eating too much or lying down after you eat. Normally, we don't think of heartburn as a good thing, and normally we would prefer never to have it. But that doesn't apply to the kind of heartburn that we are going to talk about today in our message, the kind that the two followers of Jesus encountered on that Easter Sunday afternoon as they traveled on the road to Emmaus and encountered Jesus. Scripture tells us that as they walked along, they were joined by Jesus, though they didn't know it was him. They were kept from recognizing him. And of course, as they walked, they talked. And Jesus opened the scriptures to them, starting with Moses and the prophets, so that they might know that the Christ needed to suffer the things that just happened to Jesus in these days recently in Jerusalem. Had to suffer before, of course, entering his glory. And after Jesus had left them, after they recognized him by the breaking of the bread, they asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? And that's the kind of heartburn that we want to talk about this morning. Hearts that are set on fire by the promises and the prophecies of God's Word. These two followers of Jesus, presumably Jewish, were obviously familiar with the sacred scriptures of the Jews, that being the law and the prophets and the writings, what you and I today call the Old Testament. But they never put two and two together. They were not able to connect all of the history and the prophecy of these sacred texts with life and the ministry and the death of Jesus until Jesus opened their hearts and their minds to see how all of the scriptures pointed to and were fulfilled in him. And as Jesus peeled back the layers of that scriptural onion, they had a series of those amazing aha moments as the light bulbs in their brains were turning on in mass, and their hearts were set on fire with unspeakable joy. So I'll ask the question again, have you ever had this kind of heartburn? Has your spirit ever been lit on fire by the overwhelming knowledge of God's love for you? By the humbling realization of his sacrifice for you, by the acute awareness of his providential care for you. We throw terms around in our Christian faith like God's grace and mercy, or Jesus' sacrificial atonement, or the humility of Christ. But do we truly comprehend and appreciate the gravity and the majesty of those words and those terms? You see, if we did, I think we would have burning hearts all the time. But we don't, do we? My wife and I were privileged to live in the beautiful city of San Francisco for the first 10 plus years of my ministry, and all three of our girls were born there. We could see the San Francisco Bay from the front windows of our house. We drove through Golden Gate Park, saw the towers of the Oakland Bay and Golden Gate Bridges, trailed behind the cable cars and the streetcars on the roads, and watched the fog roll in and over the hills and the valleys of that city on an almost daily basis. That city that I had visited and was so mesmerized by as a little boy had become my home. And many of the days as I was taking the girls across town to school, or making hospital calls throughout the city, or just going to a meeting or what have you, I failed to see the beauty and the wonder of that city. Somehow, that city that had so amazed me as a child had become commonplace to me. And it wasn't until folks would come to visit us and I would show them around the city that I was reminded how beautiful and unique that city was. It wasn't until folks showed around that a fire was reignited in me for that place that I lived. Those two men on their way to Emmaus on the Easter Sunday afternoon had their hearts set on fire and their faith reignited by seeing how all of God's Word pointed to Jesus, and by understanding that Jesus' mission on this earth was all about His suffering and His death and His resurrection. I would suggest that the same is true for us. As we read and we study and we ponder and we meditate on God's Word also. Jesus said to the Jews who were persecuting Him, He said, "You diligently study the Scriptures because you think that by them you possess eternal life. These are the Scriptures that testify about Me." If your faith has become stagnant, and the fire in your faith has been doused, perhaps it's because you are not spending enough time in and with God's Word. For when you study and you read and you meditate upon God's Word, you will be pointed back to Jesus. You will be pointed to the grace and the mercy and the power demonstrated for us through His suffering and death on the cross to bring us forgiveness, and also pointed to the resurrection of Jesus from the dead by which we gain our eternal life and salvation. You will become keenly aware of His love for you and the lengths that He went and will go to provide for you. And the more you understand and appreciate the depth and the breadth and the power and the intensity of His love for you, the more your heart will begin to burn for Him too. Almost every time that I read the Scriptures, I discover something that I hadn't seen before, I hadn't realized. The root meaning of a word, a connection to another text of the Scriptures, a further insight into Jesus' character, a deeper appreciation of God's love. And it excites me. And it ignites me. In Jeremiah 23, the Lord said, "Is not my word like a fire and like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces?" Hebrews states that the word of God is living and active. And Isaiah said that the word of God does not return to him empty, but accomplishes what he desires and achieves the purposes for which he sends it out. And part of the reason that God has given us his word is to set our hearts on fire, that we might be burning, have a burning love for him, and that we might be ablaze as his witnesses to share that love with others. Don't let your faith become commonplace. Don't let your spiritual life become mundane. Don't be simply a Sunday morning Christian. Read God's word. Read it often. Meditate on it as David did all day long. Do this as a discipline in your life. Make it as much a part of your life and part of your day as eating and sleeping. And God will cause your heart to be on fire also. That's what his word does. That's what his forgiveness does. That's what his love does. It reignites our faith so that we might be the salt and the light that he has called us to be, that we might bear witness to the one who died and who rose for us, that we might live forever with him, Jesus Christ our Savior. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen.